It's day 345 of hashtag 365 in my timeline. It's actually Christmas Eve, which is rather wonderful. It's the most wonderful time of the year, as they all say. And I wanted to talk today about one of the practical consequences of this 365-day journey, and something that's really personal and really I'm really happy about. And that is that if you circle back right back to the start, do you remember me telling you that story about that lady who said that basically I was too fat to be a rock star? Do you remember that story right at the start? Well, this is sort of partly related to that, I guess. So I've been signed up to present a whole bunch of arena shows. So in the next couple of weeks, in fact, next week, I think, my God, it's come around quickly. I'm going to be doing the first set, the first run. I'm doing Manchester Arena, Birmingham Arena and Glasgow Arena in the UK. And my job is going to be to walk out and present these enormous Hot Wheels Monster Truck Live events in front of a capacity crowd at these enormous arenas. And what's really interesting about this is this: if I was doing this gig this time last year, one of the things that would be making me really nervous would have been my visual appearance. I'd have been really conscious walking out into an arena with all those eyes on me. I'd have been really, really self-conscious of it. I'd have felt really nervous, and it would have racked my confidence and made me perform worse. What's occurred to me, though, this time round, is that my visual appearance isn't bothering me, which is an amazing kind of revelation. Yeah, sure, I'm nervous about messing it up and saying the wrong things and like missing my cues and all that kind of stuff that, you know, you naturally be nervous about in any sort of performance. But I haven't once stopped to think, oh God, I hope I don't look really fat and hope people don't laugh at me. All the things that I would usually have thought this time last year and over the years, feeling those eyes like on my body, feeling really aware of myself and really self-conscious of how I look and agonising about what to wear and getting really stressed out about it and nervous about it. One of the guys from who were organising it said, oh, what T-shirt size are you? And I was like, well, actually, I'm probably large now. I'm still a big guy, you know. But why don't send me an extra large and, you know, then that way there'll be just a bit of room for manoeuvring. But never at any point during that did I think, oh God, I've got to wear extra large because otherwise everyone will think I'm really fat. Oh no, oh no, the shame. That's just completely, completely gone. And I'm still conscious of the fact I've still got weight to lose. Like I've still got some fat around my midriff that I need to get rid of, especially because it's like an unhealthy place to carry fat. But I don't look down at myself now and think, oh God, I look really, really out of shape and really unhealthy. So what an immensely positive, wonderful thing. So despite the fact I haven't hit my 14 stone goal and won't by the end of 365, knowing that there's these practical benefits now that are affecting me in mental ways as well as physical ways, it's just a wonderful feeling. So just thought it was worth mentioning that. Anyway, tomorrow's Christmas Day. I'm probably going to eat a lot of food. I'm not going to lie to you.